Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Sports Zone, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. This goes on and on. The most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. We got a ton of stuff to talk about in only an hour to do so. We have ratings from this past Monday night. Raw turned it all around for one day. We'll see what happens coming up this Monday on Raw. Can they follow it up? The Roman Reigns title win, the appearance of Vince McMahon, all shot the rating up through the roof. We can talk about that. Also, at this moment, Emma is in the ring about to square off with Asuka. It is NXT TakeOver live from London. I don't think we'll give you spoilers here on the show, since I know a lot of you are listening while you are at work, and you won't be able to watch until you get home. I'll give some notes on the show. We'll talk about some of the matches, and if a match is spectacular, I'll let you know. But we'll try not to give away any of the finishes, at least here. We'll be talking about all of the results tonight. Wrestling Observer Radio for subscribers, myself and Dave Meltzer. It's coming up a little bit later on. But the show is taking place right now if you want to check it out live on the WWE Network. Also, in about a half hour, we're going to be joined by Jay Lethal, the Ring of Honor World Heavyweight Champion. Going to be joining us on the show talking about ROH Final Battle, which takes place December 18th. Of course, live on pay-per-view this Friday night. We've been joined this week by Ray Rowe and Michael Elgin. Both of those shows up in the archives. Excellent shows. Got another good one coming up today. Mike Sempervivi is going to be joining us after the break. We will take news, phone calls, text messages, and more. Studio line 425-488-0525. Toll free 844-411-5411. And text messages to 425-780-7566. All of these numbers on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. Back in a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Colonel Sanders here with another important holiday message from KFC. This year, don't get the one you love some lame, boring gift like jewelry or toys or a new car or any other junk. No, get that special someone what they really want. Exactly, a KFC $5 fill-up with 100% white meat, popcorn, chicken, mashed potatoes and gravy, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink. It is the perfect gift for that important person in your life who gets hungry right around lunchtime. Kentucky Fried Chicken, it's finger-licking good.
Available for a limited time only. Pricing and participation may vary. Tax extra.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-414-1051. That's 1-800-414-1051. 1-800-414-1051. Call now.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on Wrestling Observer Live, Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com, watching as Asuka does a flying ass attack off the apron to the floor. Not going to spoil any of these matches, everybody, but if anything awesome happens, I'm going to tell you about it here. I know a lot of you are at work and unable to watch the NXT TakeOver London show. If you're not, it's on right now on the WWE Network, or maybe on your device you can be watching it as you listen into the show today. Jay Lethal is going to be joining us. Obviously, one of the big stories of the day here is the ratings. After a false season where ratings were at an all-time low, the return of Vince McMahon, as well as the Sheamus versus Roman Reigns title versus being fired match, led to an increase for the Monday, December 14th edition of Raw to 848,000 viewers over last week, a 27% increase. Show did 3.87 million viewers. First hour did 4.04 million viewers. And from that point, the show did drop a little bit in hour three, but only a little. 3.79 million viewers hour two, 3.83 million in hour three. And what that tells me right there, Mike, actually, let me see. The third hour, 3.83. So it did grow, but it did fall from the opening 4.04 million. What that tells me, the fact that this rating did not grow above 4.04 million for the main event after they announced this match, tells me that Roman Reigns lost too many times. And I don't want to make a big deal out of it because this was still a big success, but I think that there were a fair number of fans who, when they heard the title versus firing stipulation, they thought back to all of those times that John Cena had been fired, all those times that dudes have retired. John Cena was fired. He was back the next day. The next day! So I think there were a fair number of fans that saw Roman Reigns lose so many times, not to mention the fact that Raw has not had a World Heavyweight Championship title change in years. I think a lot of them didn't believe it was going to happen. And those people missed out on a hell of a main event segment.
Yeah, well, but still, it's one to grow on. And that's the most important thing, is it was not a horrific rating. They were able to hold as best they could throughout the show, better than they have against other worse football games. You know, Miami and the New York Giants was not all that important of a football game. Well, it was to people in New York. But as far as nationwide, it wasn't. And it wasn't a very good game. It was rather sloppy, and WWE is going to have their chance again football-wise this week, because I think it's Detroit at New Orleans. So, again, there's going to be a lot of scoring, but it won't necessarily be a good game. And it's not a marquee playoff impactful game, so you got to go into the next week, you know, with that on your mind. Basically, you have to go into next week as hungry as you were going into this week, and as ready to manipulate the crowd as you were this week, and to go forward and to get this guy over and to keep him over, because you're right. Why, you know, people are still trained to look at the pay-per-views as the penultimate events, unless there's advertising to say otherwise. So you would think that if Roman Reigns, you know, people have been burned so many times with him, I think probably a lot of people, I know I did, figured that the next time he's going to get a chance to actually win the belt will be Royal Rumble. And even though they're bringing Vince back for this, you know, when you heard that, it's like, yeah, this could be a big night, but still, Were you 100% that Roman Reigns was going to win? No, nobody was. So I'm not surprised by that at all. But again, it doesn't matter. You can look back. The best thing we can do is just try to look forward and try to put everything in the back of our minds. Is the damage done? Yes. Will we still talk about it? Yes. But again, this is one they can grow on for next week. So I'm cautiously optimistic, and I'm actually relatively excited too.
Hey, it's a great number, and I have not seen the video yet, but because WWE took it down, but somebody took a video of the post-show, and Roman Reigns got in the ring with his friends and family, the Usos and Dean Ambrose, and he did a promo in Philadelphia, and he acknowledged the fact that last year at this time, you guys, he didn't say you screwed me, but he pretty much said, you guys made my life hell. And he did this promo about how they shunned him and they turned on him, reminding them, by the way, that they didn't like him. And he talked about how, let me tell you something, this was motivation for me. This helped me realize that I needed to work very hard. And he did this whole speech, and they cheered him like crazy at the end as well. So who knows? Who knows what the future is of Roman Reigns? I mean, let's not fool ourselves. He did get booed at the beginning of the show. He did get some Roman sucks chants in the main event. And really, they didn't even go crazy until they did the big spot at the end. He had to knock out Vincent K. McMahon, who hasn't been on TV forever, win the title, and then they went crazy. I'm not saying this is not going to work, everybody. I'm just saying, let's see what happens, because he could show up on Monday. They could boo him. He may show up Monday and he'll be a gigantic superstar. Maybe people really saw this as a passing of the torch moment, and now they'll get into the guy. I don't know. But it was very promising on Monday. Very promising.
Let me ask you a question.
Axe.
Do people even know why they boo Roman Reigns at this point?
Dude.
Originally, it was about Daniel Bryan, right? I mean, that was the reason why. People thought they were getting this guy shoved down their throat, even though he was placed on this ascension and people enjoyed the ascension. They took away Daniel Bryan. Then it just became the thing, seemingly.
That's
to
the
boo
point.
This guy.
It's the thing. It's just like with John Cena.
Because how many awful matches has Roman Reigns had? And nobody is saying that this dude is Fez or anybody like that. He's a young, big guy in this era, in this part of his career, you know. But he's at least held up to his end of the deal pretty well when in there with Lesnar's and with Rollins and with guys like that. The endings have been horrible sometimes, but you know, he's held up to his end of the deal. It's not his fault that he looks the way he does. Would you look any different if you were him? I mean, it's just so hopefully that's where I think for like the average fan who is booing him, that's where I hope things have kind of turned, because that little bit of turn in the crowd reaction makes a huge difference when it's not just the women and the kids. You know, that does make a huge difference, and it does add to the presentation at home as a viewer that you're watching a star. Now, obviously, yes, go ahead.
Let me say something here. Part of this, believe me, and I know someone's getting ready to call right now. Believe me, there are people out there that are sick of John Cena, and there are people out there that don't want to see Roman Reigns on top. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that that's not the case, but there is also, especially at television, there is a gang mentality. In the sense that if you're an 18 to 34-year-old dude and you show up at Raw or SmackDown, mostly Raw, and every 18 to 34-year-old dude around you is booing Roman Reigns and chanting, let's go, or Roman sucks, or whatever their portion of the chant is, because it's a dual chant, you ain't going to sit there and go, yay, Roman! You're going to get right involved with them. I've seen this gang mentality a million times. And I know it's a gang mentality because
We were the wrestling fans. Just let me throw in. We were the wrestling fans that in the 80s grew into the ECW era wrestling fans. And granted, it was a change in the culture of everything, too. But we were in that age group, 18 to 21, college age, high school age, not giving a, you know, crap age, where that's where it was for us, too.
But my point is, if you go to a show and you're a dude and you like Roman Reigns, and there are guys all around you that think it's the cool thing to do to boo Roman Reigns or John Cena, you're going to join in. You're just going to. And I tell you this because I've seen shows, and Raw was one of them, where there were plenty of people that were giving Roman Reigns a negative reaction. And when he won the title, those same people were cheering because it's the gang mentality. They're going to go along with what everybody else is doing. This is the same reason that Roman Reigns gets pretty much universally cheered at the house shows. A bunch of families. You know, the little kids are cheering, the women are cheering, and dad's cheering along with them. You go to Raw, it's a different audience, and you're surrounded by a bunch of dudes that don't like John Cena and Roman Reigns. You're going to boo right along with them, even if you have nothing against the guy, even if you like the guy. It's just like all those shows where John Cena will go to, you know, he's coming down to the ring, and everyone's booing him, and then, you know, he'll point out the guy that's wearing his shirt who's booing him. This dude spent $30 to buy the shirt, but because it's the gimmick, he boos the guy. He doesn't really dislike John Cena. Back in a moment with more, everybody. We'll take these calls as well. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, NXT TakeOver is ongoing as we speak. It appears the tag title match is about to take place, and this reminds me. Just watched the new episode of Breaking Ground, and it was all about Carmella, who comes off as the nicest, sweetest girl, and her boyfriend, Big Cass. And you know, they always talk about how you can't teach that. Let me tell you what they can teach. Apparently they can teach charisma. Because Big Cass is a very charismatic fella on television. But you take him off television, he's so shy. He's shy around his own girlfriend. He goes out with his buddies. He doesn't say a word. He's just sitting there. Anyway, you remember how, you don't remember this, you didn't see the show, but Cal Bishop was fired recently.
Well, hey, let me just throw in, when you're that big, you got a girl who looks like that, you don't have to say much.
That's true. So Cal Bishop got fired recently. He was an amateur. He blew out one shoulder, came back, was training, blew out his other shoulder, and he was just getting back in for the second time when they call him to the office and they tell him, gotta let you go. And he goes, what? And they cut him. Apparently they kept this poor guy around just so they can cut him as part of breaking ground. That's my theory. But he got cut because they said, listen, your body isn't built for this. Whether you have too much mileage on it or I don't know what, you've been injured now twice. And this is a very physical sport, and I'm sorry, but we've got to let you go. Maybe go make a star elsewhere, and maybe we'll give you another shot. But the point is, his body was not cut out for this, and so they let him go. That's the storyline they're telling. So on last week's show, Eva and Carmella, Eva Marie, are having a match. And by the way, on this show, they never show Eva Marie out of her character, meaning this girl that you're supposed to hate. It's not like Total Divas, where you get to see her at her house and trying to make her a sympathetic character. Oh, no. On this show, I mean, you never see her. They never have any footage of her after the match, you know, saying, I'm sorry I kicked you in the head or anything like that. Nothing. She's never seen except when she's in the ring and being this superstar heel. There's one moment where I think she gave a high five to Matt Bloom, Tensai. And it's literally the only thing you see when she's not in character. But anyway, she boots Carmella in the head, and Carmella's out of action. Doesn't have a concussion, but they have to stop the match, and she's out of action for a little while. And the story they're telling, the story they actually told on the show, was she finally gets her clearance to wrestle again, and they go to Matt Bloom, Tensai, who's obviously the head trainer, now that they got rid of Bill DeMott, and Tensai very solemnly says, we've just got to make sure that she's tough enough for this job. Like, okay, you're blaming this on her? Eva kicked her right in the head. There was not one thing that Carmella did wrong. This was 100% Eva's fault. And now they're trying to pretend like maybe she's going to be on the cutting block because now she's been injured again. Like, she screwed something up, and it's her fault. My mind was blown when I watched this. It's just a story. Obviously, they're not going to cut Carmella. But to me, it was like they're playing off this Cal Bishop thing. They're trying to make us think that they may cut Carmella because of this injury or because she's gotten injuries. Meanwhile, number one, it wasn't even concussion. Number two, it was all Eva's fault. They didn't say one thing about Eva. Like, can we take care of our opponents, chick? No. I blamed it on Carmella. You shouldn't have got hurt when she booted you full force in the head. Nearly knocked your head off.
Well, you only have a short period of time to tell the story. You can only tell so many stories, and that's where the executive producer on these programs comes in. Yeah, you could talk about that, but I mean, hey, you know, look, this ain't ballet. You're going to get kicked in the head sometimes. It's not our fault that your constitution is such where you got kicked in the head and you were knocked out. That's going to happen in this business, so we're going to tell that story instead. So, yeah, I'm sorry, I'm distracted right now by the fact that, no spoilers here, but Enzo Amore has got on some sort of Michael Jackson Shinsuke Nakamura red leather jacket with the most interesting-looking red shoes. I mean, to say they're red and shiny doesn't exactly do them justice. You'll have to see this if you are not watching it right now.
It's a cross between red shoes and Nakamura. You know what's funny about Enzo? Sometimes you hear, like, It's the claim that, like, the really rich woman, I would never wear the same dress twice. I've never seen Enzo Amore with the same hairdo twice. It's incredible. I thought that I had exhausted every possible hairdo in my lifetime. I was wrong. I haven't even scratched the surface.
Oh, my God, yes. I mean, you've never put leopard spots in there. And the best part is, before this match, and which, by the way, this intro for them has now, I think, reached approximately 5 minutes before their match with Wilder and Dawson. But
they go through a evolution of Enzo and Big Cass, where you get to see some of the looks that, that Enzo has had ever since he was babyface Enzo with Big Cassidy.
Toll free line, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Liam from Ireland.
Yes, Liam.
I like Roman Reigns. I think he presents himself quite well. It's just a pity about his booking anyway, but it's something
a
different.
A pity about his what?
The title now.
What's it a pity about?
It's a pity about how the way he, before last night or the other night, that he, you know, wasn't presented, you know, as a tough guy, you know, a kick-ass, a badass. He should be presented like that.
Well, he was on Sunday and Monday. It's just they didn't do it before then.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, they didn't do it leading up to that point. That's what I mean. But my two questions are, do you think it could be possible him and Triple H could be the title match at the Rumble, or do you think it could be somebody else? And do you guys follow Star Wars, and are you planning to watch the Star Wars film this week at any time? I'll get off. Thanks.
I will, in fact, watch Star Wars, and probably not this week. I think it's going to probably be Sheamus and Roman in a cage at the Rumble, and I think it'll probably be Roman and Hunter at Mania. And let me say one thing. It's a pity. It's a pity, he said. You know what? It's not a pity. It's a pity when something happens in UFC and they don't have any control over it. It is not a pity when they have full control over a guy and they can't figure out how to make him a badass until it's been almost a full year. That's not a pity. That's their own incompetence. Thank God they finally figured it out. That was the whole point of my outraged, explosive tirade on Sunday's Brian and Vinny show. I got nothing against Roman Reigns. I'm sure he's a great guy. I like him. I think he's a pretty good worker. He's only going to get better. I was mad that it took him that long to figure out, you know what? People don't want to see this guy be John Cena battling the odds. They want to see him be a big, scary Samoan ass kicker. And it took them from January till December to figure this out. And then when they did it, it worked. And everyone's praising them like, oh, good job. Well, you know, maybe if you would have done this in January, you would have had him as the champion at WrestleMania.
Well, do you say that about directors and producers who make movies that you know, they'll make one good one and you get excited and then they make a couple more that bomb and you're all upset, but then they make another one. Most people don't say, you know, you should have made this one earlier. What they'll say is, you know, well, thank God, maybe they're back on track again. And that's the way they look at it, Brian, because, you see, they make movies, and after getting over as this badass who didn't speak and just punched people in the face and did limited things, but did those limited things well and got people excited and kept them excited, well, instead we've got to check his acting range. We've got to have him out there cutting promos. We've got to have him just kind of winking and saying son all the time and tater tots and jolly green giants and magic beans and all that other horse crap that they did with Roman Reigns. Now we're finally back, hopefully, to him just punching people in the face, being limited in what he says, all that sort of stuff, because you can still make him the charitable good guy of your company doing that. You really, really can. You know, kids like superheroes. I don't think the Incredible Hulk ever said that much besides grunting, but they still like him. He's still a popular character who, you know, people like seeing, you know, beat up the bad guy, I believe. And it's not that hard.
But listen,
and hopefully from this point forward, they don't keep making it this difficult.
Listen,
have him beat up Sheamus at the Rumble.
Listen, a guy mentioned Star Wars. I know a lot of Star Wars fans don't like George Lucas. They're very bitter over the three prequels. But you want to know what? I'll give George Lucas credit. He didn't have Jar Jar Binks there for all three movies. And in my opinion, maybe I'm wrong, each one got better. And by the third one, it was far more similar to the original movies than that first one was. So, as much as people don't like George Lucas, it took him three movies to somewhat get it right. That's three Raws. It took them 50 Raws, 50, to figure this out.
You gotta scale the time, though.
No, you don't have to scale the time. They're making movies. Every Raw's a movie. That's 50 Star Wars before Vince George Lucas figured it out. The real George Lucas was one movie he got rid of the guy.
Hey, look at it. Let's just be positive about this, trying to move forward here with Reigns. And I don't know. I guess Triple H and Roman Reigns at WrestleMania could make sense. I wonder if Stephanie is going to get some comeuppance there, too, as we kind of talked about yesterday. I don't really like that match, though. And I know you probably want to keep Reigns away from Brock Lesnar because you're going to be having problems. But at some point, you know, somebody's going to have to take all of the goodwill that Brock Lesnar has had and all the success that he's been able to acquire there. And he's going to have to give that to somebody. And the only one that makes sense to give it to is Roman Reigns. And again,
actually, we got to head to a commercial.
Yeah, but who cares if Reigns gets booed or cheered against Lesnar? Let's just do it.
All right, to the commercial. Back with Jay Lethal, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists, all free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Billions of dollars continue funding every single year to businesses all across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for BusinessLoansNow.com, where they don't focus on personal credit. Funding can be used for payroll, equipment, added cash flow, and startups. If your business could use up to $500,000 within just a couple of days or up to $5 million within a week, I encourage you to visit BusinessLoansNow.com. Find out how much your business could qualify for. That's BusinessLoansNow.com.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Sports Byline's library of more than 12,000 interviews is a treasure. I'm Ron Barr, and we want your help in protecting, sharing, and continuing to build this sports interview treasure. We've launched a GoFundMe campaign, so please go to sportsbyline.com/funding and donate so you can be a part of preserving and continuing to build this unique collection of sports interviews. In appreciation for your donation, support, and telling others, we're going to provide everyone who donates with a link to a special commemorative collection of the Sports Byline Interview Library. This commemorative collection will change every month, and you'll have access to it with your supporting donation of any amount. So go to sportsbyline.com/funding and also tell your friends. You'll be helping preserve, grow, and digitize the Sports Byline Interview Library so that today's sports fans and those in the future will forever be able to enjoy this treasure. Thank you for your help and support.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And we have, again, a champion on the line, the Ring of Honor World Heavyweight Champion. Jay Lethal is here, one of our favorite guests. Jay, what's going on?
I'm doing great. And, you know, let's start this off right. Actually, there's a big topic, and this is giving away a lot. There's a big topic in the Ring of Honor locker room because we have omitted the word heavyweight in our championship. It was just Ring of Honor World Champion, just I think mainly because none of our guys are really heavyweights. It's like, so it's just Ring of Honor world champion.
Really?
And some of the guys are like sticklers about that too. Like, I'm not such a big stickler about it, but I know that some of the guys are going to hear it and go, oh, why didn't you correct them? Blah, blah, blah.
Wow. They're a stickler for this, you say. This is yeah. a very important distinction that it's not heavyweight anymore.
Very important. Very important.
Wow. Well, I would think maybe if you add like, I don't know. Okay. All right, fine. The ROH World Champion.
There you go.
Well,
there
when Elgin and Joe had it, they were heavy enough for everybody. You know.
That's right.
Right.
Now I have an argument, though, Jay.
What's wrong?
How much do you weigh?
I weigh 215.
Okay. So in UFC, you're a heavyweight.
That's true.
Is that right?
Anything over 205 is a heavyweight. And I'm sure there are plenty of guys in that promotion that are over 205 pounds.
Oh, I did not know that.
Heavyweight
is... I didn't know 205 was the UFC weight.
205 is the cutoff. So anything above 205 is heavyweight. 265 is not heavyweight. That's the cutoff. If you're above that, you're a super heavyweight.
Well, I think I'm literally now going to change the way I walk around now. Now I have to walk like a heavyweight.
You are.
Absolutely.
You are a
shoulders up, you know?
A legit.
Lat spread wide.
Yes.
You got to start doing that hillbilly gym pose that he would do at the end of matches where you kind of like blow up there. You got to start doing that at the end as well.
Right, right. And I think I will because I'm a heavyweight now. I just found out.
I almost made the most lewd segue, but let's talk about Taylor Hendricks here.
Okay.
I thought you had the best act possible, and then you added her. She is something else.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. That look. She just has that look that really fits with the House of Truth. And, I mean, have you seen some of the stuff that she wears?
My God. That's all I've seen, my friend. But, you know, what's funny is I was just watching Breaking Ground, and WWE has, I mean, they literally have these professional, all they do is put makeup on these girls. And they have, I swear to God, a makeup class at the Performance Center. Where the girls go in and they learn how to do their own makeup for when they're on the road. And I bring this up because Taylor was never in WWE, but she was in TNA. And a lot of times you'll see these girls that are on, you know, WWE or whatever, and then they move down to, not to say that Ring of Honor is not on the level of WWE, but really it's not. But they look much better on WWE television, and she looks so much better in Ring of Honor than any time I've ever seen her in my lifetime.
I agree. Yeah, and it was mainly a Truth Martini idea, a call to add her to the group, which I fully supported.
What a genius.
Although I was a big fan of Silesia in the group as well. Just her being like our muscle, I thought was super cool.
It is totally different.
Totally different is right. Different is good.
It is very good. It sure is. I want to talk about you now.
Okay. Just to give you a heads up, I haven't filmed any more knee brace commercials. I know you're going to ask me.
Actually, I wasn't because I keep close. I keep close tabs. If there'd been a change, I would have. Actually, I can bring something up. You said that you cut a bunch of them wearing different combinations of belts, and I never saw one of them with you wearing both belts.
They didn't want to put it on there. They didn't want. I did one. I can promise you, I did one with both belts.
How about that?
They never aired it. They never did.
This is like Mauro Ranallo and Boss Rutten.
I'm promising you I did.
I believe you.
Maybe we can like find the footage and I'll give it to you for Christmas.
Maybe you could make
like
a
the
comp.
Lost footage.
Like sell a comp on High Spots of all of the outtakes of that commercial, even though there weren't any because it was a one-take wonder.
Right. Most of them were.
You did a... Every time you come on the show, I just rave. Because I think you're great, and I'm not just saying that because you're on here. If you listen to any of our shows, you did an interview with AJ a couple of weeks ago in the middle of the ring, and you guys came out, and it was essentially just hyping up the match at Final Battle this Friday on pay-per-view. And, God, you just cut the best promo. I was just blown away.
Oh, man, thank you. You want to – okay, I'll give you some backstory to that, too. So we taped a few shows out of order that day, and I remember thinking while I was in the ring, man, I am like sweating so much. Hopefully this doesn't, come out that bad on TV. And the reason was because I had actually just had a match, and then we went to tape our next show. So I didn't even have time to towel down. I just had to throw on my dress clothes and hit the ring for the promo, you know. So watching it back, of course, all I can see is me just pouring buckets of sweat. So actually to hear like someone actually liked the promo, man, that's awesome.
Well, I mean, it was so – how many times have we seen this promo that set up a championship match? And the two guys are in there. They yell at each other. The heel offers a handshake. He does a low blow. There's a fight. I mean, we've seen it a million times. I mean, I'm not saying it's bad. Sometimes it's great. But you're the heel champion, and you guys cut this promo on each other, and you ask for a handshake. And so everybody, I'm sure, is expecting that you're gonna screw this guy. But instead, you shake his hand, but then you pull him close, and you just let him know, I'm the man, dude. And it was so great. It was so intense, and I love AJ Styles, and he's one of the best in the world. But man, you just like smashed him here. I mean that in the nicest way possible.
Oh man, my face hurts from smiling so much.
Come on, Jay, you know this was awesome.
And you're going to take over the Bullet Club. I think that's the next the part of this. The House of Truth can now take over the Bullet Club.
That's, you know what, we should put that on the line. Not only will I put the belt up, he should put up the leadership of the Bullet Club up too.
That's right. Which reminds me, you've got this match with AJ coming up on Friday. Final battle is on pay-per-view, everybody. It is Jay Lethal versus AJ Styles for the ROH World title. And then it appears that you will be heading to the Tokyo Dome to face our guest on the show yesterday, Michael Elgin. And yeah. I don't believe it has officially been announced as a championship match, but obviously if you retain, one would think that would be the case. This is a big show. Is this the most, how can I say this? Are you more excited for this than any match in a long time, or are they all big?
No, they're all big, and I feel like if you don't think they're all big, then you won't put your all into each match, which I do. But I am excited. I haven't been to Japan since 2003 when I went over for 01. I was there for like 2 or 3 days. I wasn't even able to stay for the whole tour. So I'm super excited, super excited. And it's the Tokyo Dome. My goodness. It's like, oh man, it's unreal. I can't wait. And Truth Martini will be there with me. And, you know, cause the Tokyo Dome has such a long ramp to the ring, and he's been talking about, he's going to try some special entrance to walk the whole ramp doing something funky or something he was coming up with.
Huh. Is this the largest crowd that you would have ever, what's the biggest crowd you've performed before?
I think 1 year at a TNA house show in the UK, I think we got, it had to be at least 8,000 people.
Oh, man.
I think that's the biggest.
Yeah, you're going to smash that.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think, Mike, 35,000?
Oh, yeah, whatever it is.
Let's make him sweat.
I don't think it's going to faze him. I don't.
35,000 people.
Wait. Oh, I can't wait. It's
How much
be
fun
amazing.
Are you having right now?
What was that, Mike?
How much fun are you having right now? Just in general and working and knowing this is coming and just everything that's happening right now with Ring of Honor and just the affiliation with New Japan as well as just your career in general, because you seem to be having a blast. At least it comes across that way.
I am. I'm having this by far is the greatest time that I've ever had in the wrestling business. I used to think the greatest time I ever had was getting to hang out with Kevin Nash, because he legit is the funniest person I know. And I remember thinking one time, wow, this is like the best time I've ever had in the wrestling business as far as being having fun, you know. But I couldn't ask for a better situation. I mean, I'm the Ring of Honor World Champion, and I still can barely believe that. It's like, and I'm about to wrestle in the Tokyo Dome. Man, it's just, I think last time I told you guys it felt like a dream, you know. And it really does. I can't say. I feel like if I say that too much, people are going to go, oh, yeah, here we go again. But
or you'll wake up.
That's the thing. I don't want to wake up. If this is a dream, please don't ever wake me up.
It's funny because even just a few years ago, I mean, all anybody would want to do is go to WWE. And now, trust me, there are people on that NXT roster. I'm watching TakeOver right now. There are people on that show right now. They don't want to go up to the main roster because they're having way more fun right there in NXT. And
right.
There have been rumors about you and NXT. And obviously, I don't think you can say much about them or would. But I do think it's interesting that you're having all of this fun right now. And a couple of years ago, if someone was having this much fun and they were and I asked them, do you want to go to WWE developmental? They'd be like, developmental? But I would bet there are people in the ROH locker room as well that would love to go to NXT and skip that main roster for now.
I will agree with you in saying that it is very, very interesting.
It's very interesting. We can all agree that it's very interesting.
Yeah, we can all agree that it is very interesting.
How is AJ's back?
As far as I know, he's fine, and he has talked to Ring of Honor, and he's told them, you know, I'm okay to do this match. So I was thinking, or I'd heard, you know, that grapevine. I tell you, that grapevine in wrestling is a noisy. Somebody should cut that grapevine down. It's so noisy, but
it's crazy.
I had heard through the grapevine that he may not even be able to do the match, and then I was like, "Oh no, what would we do? Oh man, this could be bad." But very quickly after that, I was informed by the Ring of Honor booker that AJ is fine and he will be there in Philly for a final battle.
Is there pressure on you in the sense that he's facing Shinsuke Nakamura at the Dome if he makes it out of your match without getting hurt? You know
Take
what I mean?
Liberties with him, bow and arrow.
I'm just saying, isn't that kind of like, oh, man, you know, I know the guy's going to tell me to do everything, but I'm going to feel really bad if he gets hurt and he's out of that match.
I will, and I think he's happy that he's not wrestling Roderick Strong, the master of the backbreaker, especially since his back is messed up. But I think I really would feel horrible knowing that, man, after my match, he couldn't even go to the Tokyo. Man, thanks for bringing that up, by the way.
Hey, you know what, though? If something goes wrong, you'll have some great promos you can cut over the next month or so. God forbid anything like that happen. Stand by, everybody. We'll be back in a moment with more Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Ring of Honor presents their final battle pay-per-view, ROH's version of WrestleMania, December 18th. Coming up on pay-per-view, and Jay Lethal will be defending the ROH World title against AJ Styles on that show. And before we go, Jay, I want to give you a chance to get all of your social media plugs out there.
Here we go. I want to plug three things. Okay, first, my Twitter handle, which is at TheLethalJay, because everybody's got a Twitter. The other thing I want to plug is the Ring of Honor pay-per-view live from a sold-out building in Philadelphia. I mean, this is going to be amazing. Me versus AJ Styles, Adam Cole versus Kyle O'Reilly, the Young Bucks. Man, this is going to be an amazing event. And the third thing I want to plug, because it's becoming so big, I feel like I have to plug the fact that if you have knee or back pain and you're down for the count, then kick out by getting a pain-saving knee or back brace from the expert staff at Health Alert Hotline.
At little or no cost to you.
At little or no cost. To you, right.
I don't think you heard it, Jay, but they sponsor this show. We actually have commercials that often play during this hour. It's amazing.
That's amazing. Look at that.
Can you imagine all of the knee and back braces that are out there as a result of the Health Alert Hotline?
Hopefully I have something to do with that.
That's right. Well, Jay, I want to thank you so much for doing the show today. Best of luck this weekend to you and AJ. I'll be watching Friday's Final Battle pay-per-view. Check it out. And that is it from here. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Thanks, everybody at Byline, Jay, Mike. Talk to you again next time. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.